Do you think God ever gets frustrated with telling us no? I wanted to be on the baseball team, but he said no.
Nobody likes to hear no for an answer, but you have to learn to trust God. He knows what's best. Thanks for tuning in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. When I was younger, I remember praying and asking God to make me really tall so that I could be a professional basketball player. God didn't answer the prayer the way I hoped, but I trusted that He knows what's best for me. Instead, God gave me something way better, a chance to talk to you every single day. 1 John 5:14 says, "If we ask anything according to His will, He hears us." Our story today is all about that. It's called No More Fussing. Reed watched his little brother crawl all over the living room. Titus picked up a toy, chewed on it furiously, and then threw it down. He made his way to the TV and reached out to touch the screen. "No, no," Mom said as she picked Titus up. "You need to leave the TV alone." Titus squirmed and fussed loudly. "Shh, stop fussing," said Mom. "He doesn't like to be picked up when he wants to get at something," said Reed. He smiled as his little brother wiggled this way and that, trying to get free from Mom's arms. "He sure is a busy baby." "Yes, he is," Mom agreed. When Mom put Titus down, he crawled to the TV again. "No, Titus. Mommy said no," Mom repeated. Titus squealed and kicked his legs when Mom picked him up and headed for his room. "I think it's time for a nap," she said. "I can tell you're getting tired." When Mom returned, Reed was seated on the floor looking out the window. She quietly sat down beside him. "Penny for your thoughts?" said Mom. Reed grinned. "Do you get tired of telling Titus no so often?" he asked. "Sometimes," said Mom. "But that's okay. In time, he'll learn what's allowed and what isn't." "Do you think God gets tired of telling us no?" asked Reed. "I asked him to let me play on the traveling baseball team this summer, but he said no to that." "Well, God knows what's best for us, and it doesn't always line up with what we think is best for ourselves, so he has to tell us no sometimes," Mom said. "We just have to trust him." "Yeah, but I don't really like to be told no," Reed said. "You're right," Mom said, "and Titus doesn't like it either. He fusses about it. As he grows older, he'll learn to quit fussing and accept our answers. And as we grow to know Jesus better, we should learn to accept his answers to prayer, even when they're not what we wanted." Mom smiled. "Trust him, Reed. Ask him to help you want what he wants for your life." "Okay," said Reed. He grinned. "And I'll try not to fuss when he tells me no." So how about you? How does it feel when you pray and don't get the answer that you want? Do you fuss and complain about it? Or have you learned, as the Apostle Paul did, to accept God's answers? Jesus wants you to come to him and tell him your hurts and your desires. He knows the right answer for each situation. Pray for his will to be done and trust him to give you what he knows is best. Our key verse is 1 John 5:14.
If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
And our key thought for the day, pray and trust God's answers. You can check out the Keys for Kids stories every single day right here on the Keys for Kids app. Just search for Keys for Kids when you go to the App Store. You can also sign up for an unlimited account and go back in time and find every story from the past, listen to music made just for you on Keys for Kids Radio, and discover more stories on demand like Down Gilead Lane. Just search your app store for the words Keys for Kids. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.